Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at the 75th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Mahmoud Fazil Joshkun. Welcome.
Thank you.
Also, if for any assistance, if provided, we also have Grace Hazen. Welcome. So Mahmoud, you're here with Anons, the announcement.
Yes.
It's a very daring film. I had the pleasure to watch it. We start with a double but very short sentence. When and why did you decide to embark on this project?
I decided about like 4 years ago, or maybe even 5 years ago, I'm not sure. I heard this story through a diary, and I was fascinated with this small event. It took place in 1963 in Istanbul, and I thought it could be a great film. Then with my co-screenwriter Ercan Kesal, we started to work on the script. Of course, it's not, it's all fictional, because it was just one sentence, maybe. It's they go to the radio and they try to take over the radio. So we just thought, what could they done like that night? So it was our motto, like we were thinking about this. And then it took really long time to write the script, like maybe 2 years. And it was really interesting because I was going to shoot the film in 2016 summer. We were scouting location, and one summer night a real coup d'etat attempt happened in Turkey. It was really shocking because we were not expecting such a thing. And we thought the coup d'etat era was over in Turkey, but obviously it was not. And many people called me that night, "Your story is becoming real." So it was really interesting. And we were thinking like really something fictional. It became really something really realistic. So it was such a hard time for me to get into film again, so I had to postpone it a little bit. And even I thought not to shoot the film, but then I decided to shoot the film.
That's exactly, this is incredibly interesting. The fact that you always, you know, we are in 1963, a particular night, but that you always link to what's happening in Turkey, you know, in the past as well, exactly. I thought as well about the last coup d'etat attempt. At the same time, you decided to tell this story with a very specific style, you know, like a sort of, I'm pleased to hear there was 2 years of a script writing, because you really sense it, and you decided this sort of stylistic choice of planes, where there's this static heaviness, you know, that goes through it. When you decided to, you know, to embark on this style, and you felt that this sort of almost theatrical trope could help you for this, or...
The style of the film, I decided maybe at the beginning when we were writing the script, because I always wanted to write long scenes. Like I really want to write long scenes and not too many scenes. So we wrote the script with this idea. But the staticness of the film, it was also almost the same time. Like it kind of, it's not only like you finish the script, then you decide the style of the film. It was not like this. It was like from the beginning it developed. And so we knew it was going to be, of course, in one night. So I thought, how can I express, I mean, show, because it is also a period film. So I was really concerned about how not to be theatrical in terms of like decoration, art direction, and the style of the film. As you said, it's kind of theatrical, but I assume you are saying in a good way.
In a very good way.
So I this was my intention.
I think it was essential for you as well to really nail and pinpoint the actors, you know, these generals, the movement. The work that you've done with them, it was sort of almost of restraint, so you know that you had to hold them back, or perhaps you already like cast them properly, so you knew that they would deliver exactly what you wanted while shooting.
These actors, I think all of them are, I work for the first time. So we met just before this film. So I had to, we work on a lot on the film. And I really like this kind of acting, because I feel I'm outside and watching them, and then they're not like the performance. I like performances, but in my films, I don't like performances. So I didn't want them to show perform some acting in a way. So it was my idea, there are some images in the film. I thought even almost something like you said theatrical, maybe kind of like a museum idea, like when we go to the past and we show some images, there are also some images. So it's kind of like a kind of exhibition style, and acting is also, it's not about dramatization or like performance. It's just staying still. It was my thinking.
And I thought, and I still think that your thinking was a great choice, because the film is fantastic, and I tell everybody to watch it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much
for being with here. Let's remind all the audience the announcement, Horizonte section. Best of luck.
Thanks.
Thank you, Grace, for being with us as well, for the assistance. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.